This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's talk about Senator Schumer, because he says that he has concerns about eight nominees, and he says he believes that there needs to be more discussion about them, about ethics questions or their qualifications. Here he is.
The president-elect's cabinet is a swamp cabinet full of billionaires and bankers that have conflicts of interest and ethical lapses as far as the eye can see.
What's wrong with his saying that?
Selective outrage. Jack Lew, the outgoing Treasury Secretary, had an account in the Cayman Islands. Geithner, who was the Treasury Secretary before him, failed to pay taxes. At that point, Schumer said, well, it was just a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. So this kind of selective outrage against the kind of mistakes that people inherently make strikes me as just another delaying tactic. Senator Schumer even complained about not having enough seats in a hearing room. These are all kind of manufactured reasons, Chris, to slow down the process, because they don't want this administration to be treated like other administrations and being given the opportunity to get up and get started.
But Senator, weren't you guilty of some selective outrage back in 2009? I want to point out there was a case, Tom Daschle, former Senate Majority Leader, we learned that he had failed to pay back taxes for a car and a driver. There was a big fuss about that. Here is you. Here are you are in 2009.
It does raise some questions about the vetting process. This is now the second time that we've had a similar incident, first with the nominee for Secretary of the Treasury and now with Senator Daschle. I think the administration ought to take a look at its vetting process.
And in the end, they had to withdraw the Daschle nomination. What's the difference between you upset about Daschle and them upset about some of the Trump nominees? For instance, Mick Mulvaney, congressman, who has been named to be the budget director. We now have learned that he failed to pay $15,000 in taxes on his household help.
Well, Daschle decided not to go forward. Geithner did go forward, and he had a tax problem as well. I mean, the administration in the end decided not to go forward with Daschle. We don't know whether that would have been a decisive mistake or not.
But my point is, you made a fuss in 2009 about Daschle. You're making a fuss about some people today.
Look, you can complain about whatever you choose to. Ultimately, though, the administration decides who to submit, and members decide whether these kinds of mistakes that people make from time to time are decisive in determining how they're going to vote.
Finally.
And which they did. So, hey, you know, all this stuff, you get caught in these little buckets of gum, as I call them. But, you know, Scott, today's National Pie Day, you know. So, you know, you can dance, have pie, why not? You know, which is very cool. You know, some restaurants, retailers are offering up tasty deals on slices of your favorite pies. Why not? Baker Square, for example, in honor of National Pie Day, offering two specials, $2 off any whole pie. A European truffle pie with dark chocolate, silk chocolate ganache. I like to say ganache. Chocolate whipped cream and milk chocolate curls all atop a dark chocolate cookie crumb crust. I mean, it sounds like a, you know, these kind of things. I know it sounds, you know, rather commercial, but that's okay. I mean, because, you know, this will bless you, and why not? You know, in the midst of all this wackiness and, you know, Madonna threatening to blow up the White House, hey, go have some pie. Why not? Caro's, if you purchase any regular price entree to get a free slice of pie, you choose from chocolate cream, apple, banana cream pie. Of course, one of my favorites is Marie Callender's. They're slicing up a classic apple pie for $8.99. And well, there's just something special about Marie Callender's pie. I'm, you know, just, you know, a little prejudiced towards that. But Hometown Buffet, Grand Traverse Pie Company, Old Charlie's, Old Country Buffet, Ryan, Sherry's, Village Inn, on and on. Check it out. Hey, it's National Pie Day. Let's enjoy. Manja, why not? It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, gotta stop.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always an honor to have you along with us, joining the good fight to get this country back on track. If you thought Election Day means that you get to put your heels back up on, you know, on the desktop and kick back and let this country, you know, cruise back into something different than it has been, look at you got another thing coming. You know, the fighting has just begun. If you haven't seen already, look at if it's worth it to you to fight for this democratic republic, I would say good on you, good all over you. Keep up the good fight. We're in there. You're not alone. This president does not need to feel like he's alone. We've got a rather controversial topic that we need to address. And sometimes, and I will tell you up front, you know, our pursuit of this is in the spirit of truth, so that we can talk about it openly and factually with evidence. And this has to do with gay love. Now, the topic of this discussion is gay love bogus, scientific proof from a 35-year natural experiment. And this comes by way of Dr. Paul Cameron, chairman of the Family Research Institute, who has devoted, I guess, a majority of his life into really studying this. Now, this is a topic because the way the culture has embraced the issue of gay love. I mean, we had a president that transitioned quite quickly and almost by fiat told everybody what we needed to believe. Of course, this has been, you know, something that has been formed along the ways. I remember when, you know, Bill Clinton was elected to office, you know, there was a lot of time and a lot of press given to the homosexual movement. And it got to a point where, I mean, initially it started out that America was five, according to their measure, America was 5% gay. And then all of a sudden, if you remember during that campaign, it kept climbing to where it got to over 20%. They were just putting these numbers out there. And, you know, people wondering, okay, what the heck is going on? I thought it was quite interesting in contrast that when the leaders of the homosexual movement went to meet with President Clinton, went and met him in the Oval Office and said, hey, look, we're a big constituency. We got you elected here. We represent 20%. Well, Bill Clinton quickly brought out some, you know, altering evidence that demonstrated it was less than 3%. So quite shocking for them. Paul Cameron, let's bring you on here because we need to have a very frank conversation about this issue, because America is having a hard time. The churches of America are having a hard time as to how to address this issue. But if we're not going to do it in the spirit of truth and empirical evidence, if we're going to buy into you know, suggestion, then, you know, we really don't move this along in a positive way. Dr. Paul Cameron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you very much.
Well, you have committed yourself, you know, to this study, and, you know, give us a synopsis, and then we'll unwrap this even further of what you've been able to find over the years in your study of homosexual behavior.
Well, I got involved in this as an academic and eventually transformed my efforts into looking at homosexuality and all its manifestations, from its disease spreading, such as HIV, to child molestation, to what really is going on, mm-hmm. empirically, not what people say, but what they actually do that we can measure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a difficult kind of a proposition. How do you measure love?
Mm-hmm.
The churches, the Pope. Focus on the family. All kinds of organizations have been twisted into knots when gays say, we love one another. You love one another. You have sex and you make kids and so forth. We love one another. And we have the same affections. And if God is love, how can you deny us?
Mm.
And as you pointed out, the church as a whole has been, how do you deal with this?
Yeah.
People make a claim. How do you empirically measure it? So what we did, we have noticed, we've been keeping track, even as the federal government has, of one major disease, HIV, AIDS, the disease that costs a ton of money, perhaps even $1 trillion over the last few years. It's a mega disease.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we are, as a society, paying approximately $25,000 a year for people to take Truvada. That is a drug that inhibits the spread of HIV. It lowers the amount of HIV in your bloodstream and makes it very difficult for you to transmit this virus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, HIV is hard to transmit in and of itself. But if you keep working at it, you can do it. We noticed that here is an index of how much people love one another. That is, if you look at, say, prostitutes, and you go to prostitutes and you say, well, do you love your customers? I don't think so, but
right.
they have some affection for them, I suppose. And the government has gone to them and said, look, protect yourself, protect your customers. We want you to use condoms all the time, and we want you to be careful with the kinds of sex you have and so forth. And let's make sure that you're not spreading HIV. Well, it turns out that with sufficient propaganda, education, whatever you want to call it, and self-interest, prostitutes have reduced the spread of HIV between themselves and their customers. Wow. If you go to heterosexuals, and the government has, and said the same thing, heterosexuals are reducing the spread of HIV regularly across the world. Likewise, for drug abusers, they are reducing, not every one of them, obviously, but in
right.
the aggregate, they are reducing the spread of HIV. So if you look at official surveillance statistics from our Centers for Disease Control,
mm-hmm.
or the Chinese Centers for Disease Control, you get the same results. Everybody, with one exception, is reducing the spread of HIV. The exception is gays. Gay love, which they claim, which they go to church and say, which they go on Oprah and say, we love one another. How can you be against us?
Right.
Well, if they continue to spread, in fact, are spreading an ever greater proportion of HIV in the United States and likewise in China, two countries that are pretty different in all kinds of respects, but homosexuality appears to be very similar. Dr. Zhen Yu, who is the head of China's CDC AIDS prevention, said, you know, no country on earth has figured out a way to slow the spread of HIV among gays.
Dr. Cameron, we got to leave it right there. We'll be right back, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Dr. Paul Cameron is with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone. Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
We must think big and dream even bigger. In America, we understand that a nation is only living as long as it is striving. We will no longer accept politicians who are all talk and no action, constantly complaining, but never doing anything about it.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday. We tackle the tough subjects and some that you're not hearing about, whether it be a church or in other avenues of your life, because sometimes it's difficult to talk about these issues, the way they've come into our culture. If you remember what Barack Obama had to say, he says that our nation was founded on a bedrock principle that we are all created equal. The project of each generation is to bridge the meaning of those founding words with the realities of changing times, a never-ending quest to ensure those words ring true for every single American. This progress on this journey often comes in small increments, sometimes two steps forward, one step back, propelled by the persistent effort of dedicated citizens. And then sometimes there are days like this, and this was a time that he had said this after the Supreme Court had recognized that the Constitution guarantees marriage equality. In doing so, they reaffirmed that all Americans are entitled to equal protection of the law, that all people should be treated equally regardless of who they are and who they love. Dr. Paul Cameron is with us, and Dr. Cameron is the chairman of the Family Research Institute. And we're taking a look at the scientific proof. I mean, we have people on the left that often want to bring science into the discussion. And Dr. Cameron has dedicated much of his life. I mean, this is a 35-year investigation into understanding gay love, that it's much more, Dr. Cameron, than who you love. It's also the consequences of who you love, right?
Absolutely. And let's not forget Plato. Plato, way back when, about 3,000 years ago, did an analysis of homosexuality in his culture, a different culture than our own. But still, he said, after analyzing this, I had concluded that it is of no social benefit at all, because gays only use each other's bodies. Mm. They really do not care for each other in the same sense that a man and a woman do. And what we have today is empirical proof that Plato had a lot going for him. We're looking at the statistics of a very expensive disease, HIV transmission. You realize that our government right now wants to give a $25,000 a year pill, daily pill, to every gay in the United States. We're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 million-ish individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Cost that out and ask yourself, now, wait a minute, what does homosexuality do for me? Yeah, I know. It spreads disease. But, I mean, what does it do for me as a member of society?
Right.
Plato says nothing. And we can say here in modern America, it does something for you. It gets rid of a lot of tax money.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to have $25,000 a year extra? That's what every gay, if the government, if the CDC has its way, is going to get. Now, they're not going to get the money handed to them. They're going to have the money spent on them for one, just one disease, HIV. And this is the only way that has been discovered that seems to work. Right now, for the last year in San Francisco, for the last year in New York City, there's been a little reduction in the spread of HIV among gays.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears to be from using this pill. Whether this will continue, we don't know for sure. But we do know this. Even though gays claim to love one another, they, among all the people, have not stopped spreading HIV. In fact, the proportion of HIV spread by gays is growing each year. Prostitutes have reduced. Heterosexuals, drug abusers, they've all reduced the spread of this disease among themselves. Think of how a drug abuser is.
How have they reduced, Paul? They're not using this pill that we're talking about. They've just by, you know, protected sex or, you know, saying no more often than yes. I mean, well, what is it that has been able to affect the reduction of the spread in these groups and in these other countries?
Basically, propaganda, education, saying, look, you're a reasonable person. If you'll just use condoms, you're a reasonable person. If you'll use clean works instead of reusing the same needle to shoot whatever it is you're injecting, you're going to make yourself healthier, reduce your chances of getting this disease, and also help your comrades.
Mm-hmm.
Gays are the only ones that have not done this, at least in a systematic way. And what you have here is, I think, a pretty clear indication that Plato was right, that when he said, society gets no value from gay love because it isn't love in the usual sense of the word.
Right.
Men and women love one another. They produce children. They produce the future. We understand that. They take care of one another. Mm-hmm. Think of all the benefits of marriage.
Exactly. Well, that's the bedrock of our society is our progeny, right?
Yeah, no progeny, no future.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any difference what else you do. If you don't make kids, you got a problem.
Right.
In fact, a fatal problem. And in this situation, I'm very concerned that people are unaware that this is going on. First, in the wings, is an enormous amount of money that the government, that public health officials want to think about spending on all these groups. I hope it doesn't get down to the kindergartners like we have with a pro-gay propaganda, but it does look as though, at least for the first few years, if you take Truvada, this $25,000 a year pill, you can protect yourself and others against spreading HIV. Hey, the average family in the United States brings in a little under $60,000 a year. Our government, yours, mine, the one we pay for, wants to spend $25,000 a year on this pill, plus additional thousands propagandizing and distributing it and checking up on people, are you taking your pill, and blah, 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 just for this one disease.
Yeah. Well, you question the veracity, I mean, or even their definition of what love is if you're killing your mate.
Sex is so important that you don't have the time to put on a condom. And if all gays wore condoms, as near as we can tell, this would at least be reduced. Condoms don't always work. They break. They leak, blah, blah, blah. But it can be done. Gays don't do it. How do we know that? They say they do it. Hey, look at the statistics. We know when people come in and they've been newly infected with HIV. And those statistics are collected by our best agency, the Centers for Disease Control, published every year. And you can look at the data, and we have. You can see it on their website. They can't stop the spread. They're hoping that this quasi-vaccine will partially, at least, cure this problem.
Well, Dr. Paul Cameron, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your research with us. How can people be connected with the Family Research Institute and support your good cause here?
Just Google me, and you'll see where to get it.
Well, Dr. Paul Cameron on Bill Martinez, that's C-A-M-E-R-O-N, Paul Cameron from the Family Research Institute. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here.
What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Bill Martinez, live.
This land was hey, that's the picture. It's about we the people, and that means we the people, a government of, for, and by we the people, need to be involved, stay involved, engaged, and hold the elected officials that we put into office accountable. What a novel concept here, huh? 27 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And we are, you know, emerging on a new America. And I think there's a lot of excitement and buzz and hope for the potential that lies ahead here. And as we've been saying on this show, is that I encourage all to get to the starting line here, because things are going to change and opportunities are going to abound. You know, you look at the evidence. My friends with Bank of America, Wells Fargo, other institutions are very excited about this generated interest in small business and, you know, these startups that are starting to come about. Now, our next guest, Noe Snacksman, is with us. She's a success, wealth, and women's expert, two-time Amazon best-selling author, also known as the Money Oracle. She was a millionaire at the age of 25. Now, you want to listen to that, right? And he's somebody that, hey, you want to do what successful people do, listen to what they say. She lived on food stamps. She was bankrupt by the age of 35. Now she's earning multiple six figures on her way to millions once again. Noe Snacksman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, of course you are. Hey, are you as excited as I am about what is lying on the horizon in terms of America getting back to work here? I in all my travels, Noe, I have not seen this kind of enthusiasm in a long time in our country. I have likened it to this pent-up productive potential that has been, you know, kind of squashed and repressed. And it's starting to find some hope and maybe avenue of expression, which I think is pretty exciting.
I do, too. I am really excited. There is obviously so many great things about having a businessman that's going to be running our country. And, you know, of course, being a business owner, almost a business owner for almost 20 years, mm-hmm. I am really excited, especially with all of the possibilities that exist even outside that, with the way the Internet gives us freedom and flexibility like never before to be able to start businesses and create more money in less time. It really is an exciting time that we're in.
Well, we've got a lot of kids, you know, that have been out of college and, you know, moved in with mom and dad and, you know, thought maybe they lost their dream and, you know, the whole deal. Well, you know, things have, they're caught a little bit in a transition. You know, the fact that you've graduated from college and you got your degree, good on you. That's a good step. That will bode well for you, but you may have to be a little bit flexible and a little bit more open-minded in addressing this opportunity, because it may not be defined in the same way as it was maybe 4 or 6 years ago when you were in college and you thought, well, this was the way it's going to be. This is a different type of America and a different type of industry opportunity that's available, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. 20 years ago when I graduated with my degree, I knew then that everyone was turning towards a degree. And so that's why when I quit my first job after only a few months, I went back to graduate school to get my master's in business, because I knew that that was what was going to set me apart. And the trend has become now that even that no longer sets you apart, and the degree has changed, you know, in terms of the value it brings. But also there's new opportunities, especially with the Internet, giving you freedom and flexibility. My husband and I actually have 7 children together, and we have 2 that have graduated college already, and they are not, you know, they are not out there. It's not happening the way they thought it was going to. So I truly understand this from the economic side and from also, you know, having children that are actually in this position right now.
Well, and it has got to be frustrating for these kids, you know, for all the money. I mean, they realize some of it. I mean, some of them they're having college debt. I mean, we got trillions of dollars involved here. Some are carrying it. Certainly the parents in many cases have carried the expense of putting their children through college. And after all that time and you've got the parchment, you go, okay, now what do I do? I'm so overqualified that even McDonald's won't hire me or whatever. I just can't figure this out. But I want to be a bit of an encouragement to them to say, look, there's opportunity here, but don't get so fixated on what it is you thought it was going to be. Because as you know, Snow, it's all about marketing. You've got to understand what's happening in the marketplace. And there's a wave of energy that is building up. And if you're in the right position, if you're flexible enough to be in the right position, sometimes you're just lucky. You know, maybe in your own stubbornness, you might get lucky. But in other ways, you may have to make some choices here and understand that there might have to be a little bit of a mental adjustment on your part in order to align with what's happening in the marketplace. Is that fair?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that's what I told the 2 older children. One of them was a little disappointed because, you know, he isn't doing what he wanted to do, and now he feels like he wasted so much time and resources and money. But I thoroughly believe that everything does work out the way it's supposed to, and if there's something you can learn from everything, nothing is wasted. And like what I'm teaching them and what we're working on now is I firmly believe that everyone has something that they can monetize. Everyone has a talent, an expertise, a passion. Literally, you can monetize almost anything, and so much easier than it was for me 20 years ago when the internet wasn't what it was today and I had to form a more traditional business and go the more traditional route. There just really is so much opportunity today in the world that we live in to be able to create money and be in alignment with your purpose and be passionate about it and feel really good that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and not just doing something someone forced you into or that you're now being forced into because of the jobs and the degrees.
Exactly. And I think what you just touched on was very important, and that is being aligned in your purpose. The money's incidental. I mean, more importantly, like I tell people, when you consider that you spend, conservatively 8 to 10 hours a day on your job, you should enjoy what you're doing. If you don't, you're a bit of a round peg in a square hole, and what a pain that is. And particularly when you look at the statistics, even the labor force will tell us, U.S. labor force says that approximately 1 out of 10 laborers are actually fulfilled. They enjoy, the kind of work they're doing. So 9 out of 10 people are miscast. Now, I understand sometimes you have to sacrifice and make some adjustments because you've got to survive and you got to put meat and potatoes on your table. I mean, you raised 7 kids. You know about that story. So,
<Yeah. laughs>
you know what that's all about. But by and large, hopefully, I think this is what we love about this country is you do have the freedom of choice, that you can work someplace that it can be a lot of fun, that is fulfilling for you. And you'd find yourself more of the exception than the rule, because too many people, sadly, are out there. They're miscast. They're working in the wrong job.
Exactly. And it really is sad. And they're actually even proving now that it's what's causing a lot of the disease, the sickness. It's not only just not keeping us in an emotionally well place, it's actually physically affecting us now too. And I actually understand this, because when I graduated college for my degree in accounting, I got my first job at Walt Disney World. It seemed like a dream job, great place for me to move into what I wanted. And literally within a few months, I realized that working for someone was not for me. And I was bold enough then, and looking back, it does seem kind of crazy, and people thought I was crazy, but I quit. I said, I can't do this for 40-some years. Like, there has to be a better way. And so that's when I started my first business, and it has been the best thing. And I've been on this 20-year journey, and I've learned, so much now. And now I teach people so they can move faster and not take, 15 years to really, get to that place like I did. But truly, you can be happy and fulfilled. And you're right. The money will come when you just focus on bringing yourself into alignment with what you're supposed to be doing, not doing something different.
Exactly. Snow Saxman is with us. She's a success, wealth, and women's expert, plus 2-time Amazon best-selling author. More from Snow on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, I'm Jen London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 13 before the top of the hour. A little football break here. You know, now there's two, right? L1. Everybody's like, oh, well, you know, Roman numerals, you know, if you, I was raised by nuns, so we had to know the Roman numerals. So, of course, it is the 51st Super Bowl game that will take place. The Atlanta Falcons, New England Patriots dominated January 22nd. Yeah, it would be yesterday, take their conference championships. Now the NFL's number one offense will face the NFL's stingiest points defense as Matt Ryan tries to take a big step toward NFL immortality with his first Super Bowl victory. The Pats are favored, 3.5-point favorites there. So we'll see. We got 2 weeks to get all revved up and excited about it. But meanwhile, hey, we're revved up and excited about the trajectory that this country is on with the new president and the hope that is here. And we're visiting with Snow Saxman. She is a success, wealth, and women's expert, plus two-time Amazon best-selling author, also known as the Money Oracle. And she was a millionaire at the age of 25. Snow, how did you become a millionaire at 25?
Great question. So when I decided to quit that entry-level accounting job at Disney World and mm-hmm. I started my first business, I started a small business consulting firm. So I did accounting, taxes, business stuff, that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. my current husband was one of my first clients, and we made an investment into construction and real estate. And we invested the money, and the partner who took the money just basically took off and ran with the money, and we were left with several construction perm loans. We had vacant pieces of property in these bank loans to build. And so my husband and I just decided, you know, well, we're going to build these on our own. And my husband had an engineering background, so that did help. And so we built these houses. And out of that, literally, because the economy was at such a great time, and because of my husband's gifts and mine, they complemented each other very well. By the time I was 25, we had a multi-million dollar construction real estate company.
So he takes everything but your husband, huh?
Yes, basically.
See, he didn't know the real asset, but you knew the real asset there. So you said, okay, fine. So we'll put this together, and so you make lemonade out of lemons. What an incredible deal! And I'm sure a lot of people were blessed. But like anything in any kind of business, you have your ups and downs, and you go through the downswing. And, you know, speaking of Disney, I mean, Disney didn't start up at the top echelon. It went through its processes to be the Disney that it is today. And, you know, that's just the nature of business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. Absolutely. The economy obviously crashing and burning did not help, especially in construction real estate. And we live right outside Orlando. And so most of what we built was in Orlando, and it was just growing so fast. And I could see the bubble was going to burst just because of my background and my training and my gifts, that I knew it wasn't going to keep going like that.
Yeah, because you learned addition. You learned addition the old way. 1 + 1 equals 2, not this new core math they're trying to teach us, you know? So.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, yeah, it hit us pretty hard, but it is part of business.
Right. And so now you note that a recent poll came out that started that 64% of Americans said they were worried about not having enough money to pay their living expenses in retirement, up from 60% the year before. An estimated 33% of Americans have no retirement savings whatsoever. And with Social Security replacing just 40% of the average worker's pre-retirement income, those who rely on their benefits alone might struggle financially during their senior years. This is what lies ahead if people are thinking that it's going to be the same old, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It is. And like we said, even with them being in jobs that they don't even like, on top of this, now they have financial stress as well. And this is affecting the children even more so today. They believe that bullying is caused because of the financial stress at home that most parents are going through, and that it's also causing, you know, separation in our families. It's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about doing what I do and getting moms back into the home, creating more money and less time, because it truly is affecting our children. And then that's just, you know, and continuing to affect each generation, because we're not the primary influence in our children's lives. We're stressed out. We don't like our jobs. 90% of people hate their jobs. Mm-hmm. And so all of these things combined, you know, are creating more stress financially, emotionally, and there is a better way. There is a way for people to monetize gifts, to start small businesses, to utilize the internet, especially women who are now more concerned about getting into the home and being that primary influence than ever before that they were. So there is a lot of, you know, negative things, but there really is a lot of possibilities for people to change that.
Well, and I got to think, I mean, one of the first things the president did was to stop the regulation. He says, no more regulations. I don't know that people really appreciated how significant the signing of one of the, what, three or four directives that he signed right after his inauguration, what that means. I mean, to me, that's huge.
It is. But the thing is that there's so much that, you know, the average person, even myself, don't really understand about the way the government works. The government is just so big now, and it has, you know, had so many problems. I see so much of that even with dealing with the IRS a lot. And, you know, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing so many of the time. Mm-hmm. It's just too big. And so people really, it's hard for, you know, someone more educated and that follows politics to really understand what the government is up to, much less someone who, you know, is just really focusing on, like, how am I going to feed my kids this week, or paying an unexpected car payment. And so it really is a lot for them to understand, but it is good. You know, there mm-hmm. are going to be so many good changes that we do need to keep sharing that are going to happen.
Right. What do they need to focus on, Snow, right now? Because, like you say, they can get bogged down in all the nuance, and it's not like they need to be politicians. You know, as you say, you got to find your purpose. Unless somebody has elected you to office, that's not your purpose. Your purpose is to, you know, go in and, you know, do the best you can, you know, in providing for your family. But what do they need to focus on right now to give them a leg up?
So one of the biggest mistakes I see people do this time of year is take their tax returns, mm-hmm. and they end up, I mean, a big thing people do is buy things they don't really need, but the second biggest mistake, and I really think it's bigger than just buying something you don't need, is paying off bills because they want some breathing room, they want to get ahead, but then they get into a vicious cycle of every year waiting for this tax return just to pay off bills, you know, thinking that they're going to get ahead and they never do, where they should really take that money and invest it to create some income. Either start a more traditional or non-traditional business, part-time. You know, you can turn anything into a service-based business, consultant, coach, or you can literally monetize anything. Or start a direct sales or network marketing company that doesn't require the financial or time investment or traditional business does. But mm-hmm. take that money and invest it to create more money. And then once you create more money, you know, really stick to that plan of paying off, you know, credit card, paying off debt and getting yourself ahead, but focus on creating more money. Ask those questions of how can I create more money instead of just focusing on the bills or the lack that may mm-hmm. exist.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's almost a false pretense when we think, you know, hey, look at, I paid off the bills. But what happens is that we've kind of created a built-in capacity for these bills so that what happens once we pay them off, nothing's done. And so we end up filling that bucket again, don't we?
Exactly. And then the worst thing that usually happens is they'll still wrap that debt up again. So they'll pay off a credit card and then with the tax return, and then the next year comes around and now, like you said, that capacity is built in. And so they do it again and they do it again. It's this vicious, vicious cycle where they need to take that money and invest it and create more money and then create a plan to pay off, you know, the debt or to get out of debt.
Well, and this is, you know, again, this is the beginning of the thought, and it's up, you know, to people to come up with their own action plan and their own ideas. This is going to take some thinking, because when you're used to doing things a certain way that keep getting you into the same problem, you've got to get out of that nine-dot paradigm, so to speak, that, as we talked about, you know, where the system's already fixed. You fix the system against yourself, and you're saying, this is not working, let's do something different. And it might take you some counsel and take you some planning and, you know, getting together with your spouse, you know, to come up with a plan that gets you up and out of this mess, right?
Exactly. And here's the thing about the way that the brain is, and I have studied the brain for almost 20 years. You have to
When you got seven kids, those are seven brilliant experiments. You watch those little brains running around.
That's right. But the way the brain is designed is it will give you an answer for everything. And unfortunately, most people have negative self-talk, and they ask themselves the wrong questions, like, why does this happen to me all the time? And the brain will literally tell you why it happens all the time. So instead, you need to ask yourself really intentional questions, like, how can I create more money? And then you can start brainstorming, and you will be amazed at the ideas that will come up when you start asking yourself the right questions instead of focusing on what you don't want, which is the tendency that most people have, in that the way the brain is designed gets people into self-sabotage very quickly. So conditioning the mind and asking the right questions is so powerful to move out of that.
Well, Snow, how can people connect with you or connect with your advice? What do you recommend?
Sure, yeah, you can visit me at snowsaxman.com, and that's Snow with an E, saxman.com.
There it is. Snow Saxman, success, wealth, and women's expert, two-time Amazon best-selling author on Bill Martinez Live. Snow, you know, great job. Appreciate all the advice, and hey, we look forward to an exciting 2017 for all of us, huh?
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grace, 100% grass.